questions from the audience? Right back here.
Okay, this goes along with historic preservation. And
what's your name?
My name is Sydney Reed, and I, when we talk about preserving historic structures, we also have quite a few people living in this community who were here in the 60s, 70s, and they're nervous. The Senior Citizen Center is going to be closing and moving to temporary places. We have quite a few people in the community who might need continual care. They grew up here, they skied here, they raised their families here, they held businesses here, they work here. This is their community and their lifeline, sort of. And a couple friends have moved to Salt Lake, and you can noticeably tell their deterioration without their community around them. What do you plan to do for the senior aging population, which is which doesn't include me, of course, but someday maybe I won't be able to ski and bike and hike and have as much fun, but I do expect my friends and community to be around, and I think I would deteriorate very quickly if they weren't. What do you plan to do as a council to keep that community, enhance that community, and respect that community by making inclusive in this?
Did you want to direct that at any particular candidate or?
Becca.
Well, Sid, I feel like I had this conversation with you a few weeks ago in your living room, so we'll reiterate. But I do I do think that our senior population is a very important population here in Park City. They tie us to our history. And what I love is that we really don't have any seniors in town because this is the most active senior community that you'll ever see. But one of the things that I've learned recently, I've had conversations with the director of Salt Lake County Adult and Aging Services, is that they provide a range of services that we don't have up here. And I think it's really worth us taking some time to investigate what they're being provided down there and then advocate with the county to provide additional services up here. And the other thing that I've heard from our seniors is that there isn't one thing that they want. It's much like when we asked our teens if they wanted a teen center. They said, we don't want a teen center. We just want activities and we want opportunities to connect. And so I think that that's going to be something we're really going to have to work with our senior community on, is asking our seniors what they want and helping find a way to make that happen with them.
Nan?
You've really hit one of my hot buttons. I have been the liaison from our council to the Senior Center and other senior organizations for the last 4 years. And so I'm well familiar with the concerns. I will say that our Senior Center is about 30 to 35% Park City residents, and the rest come from either the Snyderville Basin or other outlying areas. So it's very difficult to justify Park City taxpayer funds to build a senior center that's specifically for that. We're working hard to increase that percentage of seniors there. We also, senior housing, I'm part of the Aging Alliance. I know that they are looking hard at where can we have enough land to create a continuum of care area. From what I understand, there's a private developer interested in that. It's gonna take at least 5 acres. So from my perspective, this is an issue that has to be solved regionally. It's not something that the city can address individually, but rather let's work with our regional partners on it.
Deanna.
So when it comes to seniors, it's easy to think, oh, that's a different problem than the working people's problems, but it's actually exactly the same that we're trying to address. And it's people in isolation, and that causes aging to be faster, and it also causes the degrading of our community. So I 100% appreciate you bringing it up and giving us an opportunity to speak towards it, because I think what the solutions are, they lie in a lot of intergenerational solutions, and they address a lot of our other issues like traffic and housing. And I think there are some very innovative things that we can start to do in that. And one of them would be to really explore how can we have intergenerational housing in a way that builds community for everyone.
Max.
I want to speak from a parent's perspective. My mom is currently babysitting my daughter right now, and without her in town, my life would not be quite what it is. The intellectual capital that she and my father and that community bring to the community are critical to us making good decisions as a small town continuing to grow. So there is really no bigger priority than making sure that the people who helped us build Park City get to stay here. Whatever those solutions are, working with Nan and Becca and those of us who have tight relationships with Sid's community and her friends who are much older than her, we want to use them as our resources for making decisions that span all of the elements of the city right now, not just senior living.
Ed.
Oh, thanks. And I have to say I agree with everybody here. But I want to add that this is, it's tragic when you get old and you lose a spouse, say, and you're all alone and your house is too big. And it's something we really need to address here. I mean, like Max said, we owe these people that have lived here all their lives and who have created this town, we owe them the respect to help what we can do to keep them in town. One thing we could do is set aside some of the affordable housing we're building on the single level ones maybe for seniors. We had a beautiful senior center all designed and ready to go, and the Treasure Hill money kind of took that away for a little bit. Hopefully we can revitalize that in the next year or so and get that built. It's probably something that the city can't handle. Like Nan said, it's something that's going to be a public endeavor, but we can offer incentives and we can get this done. It's very important to me.
Daniel, did you want to respond also?
Again, you know, I just really want to say my life was changed when we introduced the oldest living parkite for Miner's Day. And I got to speak with that gentleman, and he just changed my whole perspective of what I thought I knew about Park City. And the senior population in Park City just needs to be represented more. We need to talk about what's going on at the senior center more and really talk about it with our friends and at whatever meeting we're at. Just bring it up and say, what can we do to let people know that this is going on or isn't going on? We just need the discussion more focused around the seniors here in Park City. They keep coming up to me and they say, we have to pay all the bonds here in Park City, but we have nowhere to have a facility, and we want to build a new facility and all this. But let's just start discussing it a lot more. That's just what we need to do. Thank you.
We're coming up on the end of the forum, and so we're going to close the audience questions right now. But I have one more question for all of you. I noticed there was a lot of consensus among the candidates at this table today. So what I want to know, and you'll have a minute and a half to respond, what makes you different from each other? So let's start at the end of the table with Max.
I differentiate myself from the people running here in one main category, and that is that I'm a small business owner and I'm an employer, and the buck stops with me, and it has for a long time. My experience in Park City growing up 42 years, I've seen Park City go through a handful of changes. I watched Park City lobby to help Utah get the Olympics for most of my childhood. I got to see the effects after the Olympics. Being a small business owner in a community like this provides me a perspective that is not well represented on council right now. It's not that it hasn't been or that council members haven't had some of that experience, but I will actually be operating those businesses with that perspective while I'm on council.
Becca?
When I ran for council 4 years ago, there were a lot of people in this community that kept coming up to me saying, oh, you're so young, do you have enough experience? Are you going to be able to do this? And I think that when I ran 4 years ago, there were a lot of people that were a little bit nervous about me actually participating on council. And I'm so grateful for everyone that supported me. But I do think that now, 4 years later, I still feel pretty young, but I also have 4 years of experience. And I'm definitely in a unique place in my life where I am raising a young child, but I also have my in-laws living two doors down, and I'm trying to help my mother-in-law as she is battling cancer and help my father-in-law find community here. And I use town in a different way than many of my peers on this table do, and many of my peers on council, and just the way that I'm going about life. Actually, probably have the most in common with Max at this point. Yeah, you use town differently depending on where you're at in your life. And I think that that's one of the great things about having a diverse council is that you get perspectives of what it's like being, having your kids off at college and, you know, being able to work in a different kind of role or being retired or having just sold a business and now being, you know, mayor full time. There's a range of us. And I think that the perspective that I've brought as previously a young woman and now a young mother, a working mother, and, you know, working with my in-laws and trying to provide support on all those levels and get through town is an interesting one and an important one.
Daniel?
Thank you very much, Emily. I think the one thing, there really is a consensus. We keep agreeing with each other constantly. But if you really do listen to the undertones and the fine line, there is always something that is completely different from every single one of us, the individuality. But really what separates me more than all the other candidates, I think it's just my extremist ideas. Like I always said, people call me crazy, but it's because of my education, my endurance, and my hard work here in Park City. And what Park City has taught me is, again, we wouldn't be anywhere we are without these extraordinary extreme ideas that I really do love to cultivate and make into the norm. And I think that's what really separates me from everyone around me. And they can look at that. If you go to the Park City Sunday Market, you can just see these extreme ideas that are actually code that we have now to better the safety of all the patrons during Silly. Thank you.
Ed.
All right. Thanks, Emily. So I think the main thing that this differentiates me, and I think there's a lot of things actually I always thought of myself as a unique person. I've got experience. I've been around the block a few times. I know what works. I know what doesn't. I've been a corporate treasurer, controller. I've been a mason. I've been a carpenter. I've done a lot of things. I've traveled throughout Asia for work. I know what's going on in the world. I know what we can do. I know what we can't do. I like to say I'm a healthy combination of a pragmatist, idealist, and a realist. I can see both sides to every story. I can support most anything if you give me a reason. I've got my beliefs, but I'm here for the locals. I'm here for the community. If the community says we want to do this, talk to me. Tell me why. I can listen. One thing I do is I've played competitive sports all my life. All my life. And I always want to win. And I always hate losing until I do. And then I come back again. And that's what I do. I won't quit. I'll keep throwing things out. And we'll keep pushing the envelope here. I don't lack questions and I don't lack solutions. So I think that's what differentiates me.
Deanna?
Well, I've said a few times, Park City only works when it works for everyone. And I believe that I'm the person that works for everyone because I have such a unique perspective. Not only have I lived other places, I've lived around the world and I've seen a lot of solutions. I've seen some things that work and I've seen some things that don't work. But here in this community, in addition to working two or three jobs at a time in both the nonprofit sector and in the service industry, seasonal work, I've also engaged myself in the community and made myself a really valuable contributing member. And I did that because I didn't know anything about the police department. So I signed myself up for the Citizen Academy, which is a 11-week course. And I've done ride-alongs with the police officers, and I've volunteered at different nonprofits, and I've just done everything I possibly can to be a part of this community. I'm a graduate this year of Leadership 25, Leadership Park City, Class 25, as well as just a variety of other things. And then I have done a lot on a regional perspective. I've done a lot of lobbying on the state at the state legislature and bringing a unique perspective to that as well.
And Nan.
I'm a seasoned healthcare executive, and I am very familiar with creating and managing budgets, which is really important now that we have a $184 million annual budget this year, for this fiscal year. I'm a nonprofit executive that's been in the trenches with our workforce, doing everything we can to keep them healthy and on the job, because without a healthy workforce, you don't have one. I am the only candidate here that has Planning Commission experience. I spent 5.5 years on the Park City Planning Commission, which gave me way too much knowledge about the Land Management Code. as well as I helped to write the general plan that's in effect right now. I'm really looking forward to the visioning results and seeing how that's going to affect the general plan, because I have a feeling we're going to be making some tweaks to that over the next 4 years. Over the last 4 years on the council, I have earned a reputation for being accessible and being a listener, doing my homework, and then coming back with creative solutions.
I'm realizing this question kind of set up your closing statements, but we still have time for 30-second closing statements by each candidate. So, Max, let's start with you.
You're correct. It did. I own and operate two small businesses in the heart of Park City. Employing over 60 people provides me a perspective most public servants don't have. I've proven I'm willing to put my personal interest aside for the betterment of Park City. If you liked Park City when you got here, I was here and I liked it too. From a personal, educational, and business perspective, I'm the candidate who's put it all on the line to maintain the Park City you loved then, now, and into the future. I appreciate your support, and remember to vote for Max when your ballots come in the mail.
Becca.
Park City is a special place. In addition to the natural beauty around us, this community is passionate, engaged, and truly cares. Over the past 4 years, I have listened as you told us you support arts, equity, transit, open space, historic preservation, moving to renewable electricity and housing. I have heard you loud and clear, and have worked and voted in support of those values. I have taken the time to work with many in our community, built consensus, and collaborated with citizens, nonprofits, and our regional partners to move us towards our goals. I love living in a community that is planning for the future, and hope that you will trust me with your vote again.
Daniel.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so very much for tuning in and being here. I really do appreciate it. My name is Daniel Lewis, not Ed Parisian, as we were discussing earlier. I love Park City so much, and I am so proud to share that with everybody. And if you're not my best friend yet, I look forward to meeting you on the street, coming to your door, and honestly, listening to you about what is going on in Park City, and mainly what is going on in the workforce service here in Park City, and looking forward to representing that. Thank you so very much.
Ed.
All righty. Well, first of all, thank you, Rotary and KPCW, for hosting this. It's a great opportunity. I am Ed, not Daniel. Throughout my life, I've tried to be a part of the solution, not the problem. Many of you know me, know I live on passion. I do my best work when they say it can't be done. I expect a lot from myself, and I've proven I can give a lot. I'm running for city council because I'm seeing things in the future that need to be addressed today. Important, long-lasting community decisions are going to be made, and I feel I have valuable insight to offer. So please give me one of your votes. I will do my best to reward your faith with honesty, integrity, and hard work. Thank you.
Deanna.
My name is Deanna Rhodes, and as you know, I'm running for city council. I'm running because I believe that Park City, again, only works when it works for everyone, and I'm the candidate that does work for everyone. I believe that we need to reevaluate the way we engage our friends and our neighbors to bring them into the fold and into this decision making. I believe that we need to work regionally to solve some of our toughest issues. And I believe that we need to be proactive and innovative in that approach. I believe that my vast experience, whether in this community or other communities, brings that conversation to the table, and I hope that you will vote for me in November. Thank you.
Nan.
Thanks again to KPCW and Park City Rotary and all of you for coming to the forum today. As I said in my opening statement, being a member of the Park City Council is a big job. It's an honor and a privilege to serve, but it requires time, commitment, passion, and experience. I have proven that I can be an effective member of the Park City Council, and I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th.
All right, thank you so much to all of our candidates, Max Doylny, Becca Gerber, Daniel Lewis, Ed Parisian, Deanna Rhodes, and Nan Worrell. And thanks for joining us today. Thanks to our listeners. You can listen to this entire forum again if you visit kpcw.org. You can also find more information about the upcoming election, both for Park City Council and for the elections in Wasatch County. I believe that's Midway and Heber City Councils. So thank you so much. I'm Emily Means, and have a nice day.